It's Friday. I think it's the 18th. 18th of June. It's 5:50 a.m. And I'm along here at the car boot sale. Well, I'm parked outside the gates because the Toby hasn't turned up yet. Well, to be honest, he not expected to turn up at all. Just after 6. It's a very damp morning, loads of rain. We've had drizzle, dreichness, dire and dour. It's dry just now, mind you, no rain, quite fairly pleasant. A fairly pleasant morning, but it's mostly grey. At least the skies seem a bit less leaden. Forecast is not great, to be honest, but my wife is just so desperate to come along and do another car boot. So that's where we are. But it also gives me the opportunity to say something. With the visitors over from Oz, from Australia, most of our time's tied up, and especially the mornings. You know, when you have your rituals. We all have our rituals. And of what that is separate rituals. In other words, you know, if you have a wife or a husband or a partner, then, or even someone else just sharing the home with you, then we all have our separate rituals in the morning. And kind of, it's like, go about, do things, and not really integrate that point until it all comes together once you've had your cereal and your shower and clothed, and then, or maybe a blether with a cup of tea or coffee. But anyway, so we have lost that since I came over, and because they're up and about early, and it just means that we now have to do things differently. Although they say right from the start, as they always said when they visit us, you know, you just go and do your own thing. Do your own thing. Don't worry about us. But you can't. It doesn't work that way. So, yeah, I've not had much time to say anything. I certainly haven't had any time or little time to do Audio Mo 2016. I've done one or two, but you're pretty pathetic, to be honest with you. And it doesn't mean to say that I haven't had a chance. It just means that when you've got so much going on, and I'll just be perfectly honest, you forget to do it. Anyway, so this fine morning, I'm feeling okay. I had a bad sleep last night. We went to bed just after 9, up at 4:30 this morning, but I was woken at 2:30 by the most horrendous thunder. Well, actually it wasn't. It was my wife snoring. And because we're sleeping in separate beds at the moment, because we've given our brother and his wife the big bed, because they need the big bed. Well, one of them certainly does. She always does that anyway. She gives them our bedroom and we move to the back, which is two single beds, which are separated by about a metre at least. So I can't give her a push to say, turn over, turn over. I know it works the other way as well. She can't reach me, but she just shouts. If I shout, she doesn't hear me. So 2:30 this morning, oh my God, I couldn't. Yes, so I just got up, went for a pee, and came back praying to the Lord that I'd get off to sleep again. And I did, but I'd broken sleep again. So I was a wee bit shattered at 4:30 this morning, and I'm still trying to get out of that now. And other than that, I'm feeling pretty good. We've been doing lots of things, not necessarily major things, not major travels, but just doing loads of things. else can I say? Suppose, in general, I feel pretty good. Once the day starts proper, once I get another cup of tea or coffee or something, I'll feel much better. If the rain stays away, I'll feel a hell of a lot better. We'll see how it goes. There's always tomorrow. There's always mañana. I used to think that was a fruit when I was a wee boy. Mañana. There's either something in the lens of my glasses or there's something wrong with the corner of my eye. Let me see. Is it on the lens of my glasses? Oh. Hard to tell. Yeah. So anyway. See? Too many M's. But it's quite mild this morning. It's quite, as I said, it's quite pleasant. There's a pleasantness about it. I suppose you should say that if you're alive and feeling reasonably well, the morning should be feeling a damn sight more pleasant than pleasant, if that makes any sense. Or better than pleasant. Yes. Good to be alive. If you think about that, you know, you get up in the morning, every morning, and say, good to be alive. The morning you don't get up, you know, you're snuffed it, you've gone, so you can't exactly get up and say, well, you know. Good to be gone. Stupid thought. Just a stupid thought. So, we wait for the Toby to arrive. We Mr. Grumpy. Colin, I'm dodging Colin this morning because he's always over McDonald's, which is just over where the car's parked. Well, I'm not parked McDonald's, but literally just on the road outside, across the road. And Colin always spots the car pulling up and then comes over. And I never get a chance to sit and come to, or if you want to say come to. I like to sit and close my eyes and listen to something. Well, listen to nothing, but just, I like to. When I pull up, I just like to have that wee bit of space, and I haven't been getting it. Every time I've pulled up, within a minute or two, Colin's appeared and wanted to blather and talk about music and records and all that kind of stuff. And while it's exciting at some times, no, it's never exciting, while it's interesting at times, at that time in the morning, I just want that space, you know. When you find out about people, you know, do you know anybody who doesn't really sleep, who'd love to get up, you know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, every morning, and because they're up and about, they think everybody else is sharp and awake and ready for conversation. It's not always true, is it? You know, he's a nice guy, don't get me wrong. I would never say anything bad about Colin, but if he would just give me 5 or 10 minutes to gather myself and gather my thoughts for the day, that would be grand. That would be grand. Colin, here, listening, can you hear me over there in McDonald's? No, it's too far away because I've wandered all the way down to the far end of the market space. There's a big truck, a big flatbed, fires up its engines. Obviously, the guy's overnighted there in his cab. Getting ready for his morning journeys. Oh, that's quite smart. I've never seen that before. You know these bright orange safety wear? I've never seen them in shorts for. That guy's got in shorts for. They're quite smart. I don't know, he's taking a pair of scissors to his work. Anyway, I guess if I head back towards the car just now, Oh, no doubt he'd met with Colin, because he'll be watching out through the glass at McDonald's, wondering what the hell I'm doing. Actually, no, he's coming from the other direction, he's coming from his flat. So he slipped in this morning, for sure. So now I can walk safely back to the car. I'll give in and talk to him, yes. But I have missed not being part of the Audio Mo this year, I really have. I haven't, and I'll be perfectly honest, I haven't had a lot of chance to stick earbuds in my lugs. and listen to those who are recording for audio, and those who are not recording, but just for audio more, but just recording. Just been. By the time our visitors go at the end of this month, I think it's the 29th, they go, it'll be a complete month that's been, I don't know what word to use. Nice to have them, nice to see them go. it's a whole month. My wife needs a rest just now. She really needs a rest just now. I can see it on her, it's wearing her a wee bit. So by the time the end of the month comes, she's going to have a holiday. And I'm going to have to convince her that we need to go away for a few days. But that's it. Yeah. Anyway, it's a part of the last time they're coming over. 72, 74? But they reckon it's the last time they'll actually be over. Who knows what'll happen in the future. So, Colin's already calling to me. I don't know if you heard that, but I've got my back to it. But I will turn and stop recording. And there's a giant boulder here at this side of the road. Well, not on the pavement, but on the grass. And there's a beautiful, massive clump of Scotch thistles. Just coming into flower. Looking beautiful. Right, Colin? Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. So I'll say cheery bye the new. Cheery bye the new.
Thanks for the up there.